the gospel is both cause and effect of scriptural revelation. Cause. If we think of the gospel, broadly speaking, as God's eternal good purpose to redeem a people for himself, see 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, and to restore his fallen creation, Romans chapter 8, verses 19 through 21, then this good news precedes and gives rise to biblical revelation. All of Scripture is marked by this sense of being born out of some great divine initiative. In this sense, the gospel is a cause of biblical revelation. While Scripture itself is not the gospel, all Scripture is related to the gospel, and the gospel is Scripture's reason for being. The gospel is the Bible's main and unifying message. God's purpose in revelation can never be separated from his purpose in redemption. In eternity past, God planned to redeem a people for himself. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 6 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the beloved." God's plan lies behind and brings into being his spoken communication to humans, which is preserved in Scripture. Inherent in the idea of revelation is the idea of intention. God means to accomplish something by revealing himself. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 through 11 says, "For as the rain and snow come down from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." God sends his word to accomplish his eternal purpose to redeem a people for himself, and God speaks through Isaiah of gathering a people to himself. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 3 through 5 says, "Incline your ear and come to me, hear that your soul may live, and I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. Behold, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. Behold, you shall call a nation that you do not know, and a nation that did not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God, and of the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you." The New Testament frequently spells out this purpose of revelation with great clarity. Paul writes of the Old Testament, "Whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope." See Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Hope of what? Hope of the full redemption that the completion of God's good purposes will bring about. This, says Paul, is why God wrote the Scriptures. Scripture is essential to reveal God's redeeming purpose and activity. In this sense, the gospel is the cause of Scripture, but the gospel, in at least one crucial sense, is also an effect of biblical revelation. Effect. We speak of the gospel in the sense of its effective proclamation. In this sense, revelation necessarily precedes the gospel, and the gospel flows effectively from scriptural revelation. The gospel is the Bible's main message, and preaching the content of the Bible, that is, the prophetic anticipation of God's redemptive purpose in Christ from the Old Testament, and the apostolic witness to the accomplished work of Christ in the New Testament, unleashes the power of the gospel message and achieves its God-ordained end. Paul captures this so compellingly in Romans chapter 10, verses 12 through 14. Speaking of God's purpose to redeem a people for himself, he writes, "There is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to hear without someone preaching?" A few verses later, Paul makes this summarized statement.